You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's Friday, it's Irk FM time. Great independent and pub safe music coming down the pipe and into your ears at each every Friday. It's Irk FM. This episode is called Connections, and the people concerned in this episode have had some sort of connection with Irk FM during the last week or so. She's been on Blast from the Past, and now she'll be on Irk FM. Here's Katie Laurel with her new song called Somebody Like You here on Irk FM.
So like a dream. I guess my envelope is wide enough to carry all the blame and stuff. On and on, spoke to me that way. Tell me, is there something I can do to make the gray return to blue? Why'd you have to paint this cloudy day? Never be the same. That you grabbed your coat so desperately, an ominous reality swept through my veins, rendered me insane. Guess my arms would open wide enough. You played your hand with such a bluff, spun me in a most peculiar way. Call the coast guard on the radio, perfect storm's about to blow. I'll need a drink or two to ease the pain. It's like catching rain in a paper cup. The time we spent did not add up to anything I thought that it should be. And I can't imagine where you go. Is there some fella that you know? The one who left the roses with no name. Still I to you.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 137 of Erk FM. I just thought I'd play a bit of music before doing the introduction. All of the artists today have had some sort of connection with Erk FM over the last couple of weeks, and so I thought I'd mix things up and do things a little bit differently than what I have in the previous weeks. Hope you enjoyed last week's special in relation to the visit to Australia by Ariel from Ariel Publicity. That episode was a lot of fun to put together and also to listen to afterwards. And we have 10 tracks for you today. We're nearly halfway through already. And it's definitely going to be a lot shorter show than it was last week. Of course, we thank our usual music providers, and this week we have a lot of them. Some of the tracks have come directly from the artist, and others have been supplied by various agencies, including SGC Media, Reckoning Entertainment, Airplay Direct, Heaps of Flash, Prescription PR, and Juice Management and Promotion. And we even have someone else to introduce a track this week as well. So let's go back and tell you what we've heard from so far and who we've heard from. Right at the start of the episode, we heard from Katie Laurel with her song Somebody Like You. We've played Katie before on Channel Erk on Blast from the Past. She comes to us from Colorado in the US. She's a singer-songwriter, and she originally was playing the French horn. She mastered that instrument, and that earned her a scholarship to the exclusively private Huntington University in Indiana. But her passion for expressing herself through songwriting with acoustic guitar and piano, so she's a pianist, ultimately led her back home to Colorado. She has won numerous accolades in high-profile songwriting competitions, and her songs have even been included in the playlist in part of Microsoft Windows 7's Playlist 7. And she was one of seven national finalists in the Nine West Voices of Vintage America contest, apart from others. She's also been a finalist in the Tucson Folk Festival. She's been the winner and the alternate in two categories of the Walnut Valley Festival New Song Contest in Winfield, Kansas. And she's also been a showcase artist for the Midpoint Music Festival in Cincinnati, Ohio. So she's definitely got a lot of talent there, and hopefully we'll be hearing her voice soon here on Erk FM. Our next artist is Charlie Ranchi. and he is a singer-songwriter who has also always had a passion for music. He grew up in a very musical family. He was always around singers, writers and musicians. His melodic melodies capture your awareness the first time that you hear them. He recently decided to release some music with himself as the artist, but his primary focus was always on writing songs for other people to perform. And Charlie's from New Jersey, and he supplied a track to us, and the track that I played today was called Stay. Speaking of people who have had their voices on IRC FM before, we heard from Dandelion from Sweden with their new song. This is a pre-EP, pre-production mix of their song, I Thought We Were Safe. And that's about the third time that Dandelion from Sweden have now been on IRC FM. They're about to conclude the making of their debut album. This, of course, was a pre-production version of the song. And they're thinking of changing their band name very, very shortly, and hopefully within the next month or so I'll be able to get together with the band via Skype and have an interview. The song was produced by Daniel Cam from the extremely cool Swedish upcoming hardcore band with a rather awesome title, You Ate My Dog. Now, I'm not sure about the Swedish translation about that, but that was Dandelion from Sweden. Thank you, Karen, for sending me that track. And finally, we heard from Will from Heaps of Flash, and he sent me a new track. This is the new single, You Can't Find Me, by Karis Thompson, off the forthcoming album Caravan. Caravan is set for release in April. A straight-up rocker who captures the live energy of his new show, of his live show. He's had a lot of success, and he's been touring over the last year in Europe. From being accosted by a psycho on the sidewalk in London, the foolishness of taking mushrooms on your own in Amsterdam, and just the general back-against-the-wall mentality that he has felt during the making of this album. Karis Thompson there with his new single, You Can't Find Me. He has sold over 30,000 CDs independently worldwide, and he has supported people such as Dave Matthews, Damien Rice, Jack Johnson, John Butler and The Waves. He spent the last 12 months in particular non-stop touring across Europe, and he's always been a bit of an outsider in the Australian industry, but he has found a huge place for his music in Germany and the UK especially. So far we've had some awesome tracks, and we're going to continue right now. Now, if you're a regular listener to IRC FM, you'll know that sometimes I have pronunciation problems with the names of some bands. Now, some bands, like Immodus, they make it really easy for me. Thank you, Michael, because on his website for Immodus, and also in the first couple of emails, they made it really clear, how do I say Immodus? Well, this band, I had absolutely no idea. I was just looking at it and I thought, I need some help here. So I wrote back to Jay from Prescription PR, and I said, Jay, how do you pronounce the name of this next band that I'm about to play? And his guess is basically as good as mine, so he suggested that I basically pronounce it Shibuya! Shibuya Crossings. There we go, Shibuya Crossings. It sort of fits. Shibuya! And the song that we're about to hear from Shibuya Crossings is called At 8 in a Spanish Bar. They are an indie rock outfit. They they play well. We're about to hear them now. And this is Shibuya. Their influences include the Beatles, the Smiths, Led Zeppelin, Teenage Fan Club, Lemonheads. AC/DC, Belle and Sebastian, Pixies, and Neil Young. And so we're about to hear from them now. This is Shibuya Crossing. Don't forget to go out and check the show notes. And if you're in the UK where they're from, you might be able to go and see them live. Thank you, Foundry Road.
Capero, and you're listening to IRC FM. We'll be right back.
everyone to the bleak sands of Queensland. Thinking hot days, cold beers and cheap land. Bikini clad backpackers and weed plants. California beach sands, but instead of street gangs and gold bling, you're getting capped in your steps. Here you can pat a stingray and maybe get a stab in the chest. And what inhabits the depths of the reef, cause every creature in a habitat has venom or teeth. In brief, I got flies the size of zipper lighters. Mosquitoes biting us rife with hepatitis. Alive, we got the highest count of venomous snakes and poisonous tobacconoids in any other place. We got weather extremes in every sense it can mean. Famines and bushfires, death and disease. We got cows, we got mud, we got droughts, we got floods. We got cyclones ripping up our houses and pubs. Still there's ounces of blood, the local outlaws. Give huge amounts of love growing outdoors. So this is going out to all of my new LP. To every corner of the soil called the QLD. Chernobyl's growing tumors. You heard too many rumors growing up about the drop bears. But the Scots do the monster in the Loch Ness. But when the clock tears people to shreds, you don't flinch even if it's eating each of your legs. The police are in bed with all the criminal types and let them do whatever with minimal hype. Politicians and crime are like penises to fetuses. When people vote your leaders in like Joby or your Peterson. But even with no reasoning, I give it up to the place to live it up and state I give a fuck. So made from winning. Cape York Peninsula, big enough the whole friggin' state when I rip it up.
What you wanted to be, but you never did. And in a moment, you were everywhere. In a moment, you were everywhere. I'm looking for someone to say.
next debut novel, A Moment in Time, is now available in print and as an e-book. In April 2011, the podcast version of A Moment in Time is coming to Channel Urk. Follow in audio form the story of five Sydney women working in male-dominated industries that most people will run a million miles from. Caroline, Leela, Nicole, Renee, Katrina. They may not go home at the end of each day. They have to rely on their training, their partners, and equipment. And a bit of cunning wouldn't go astray either. Channel Urk presents A Moment in Time, the podcast version, coming in April 2011. For more details and to purchase the print and ebook versions, go to amomentintimenovel.com. You're listening to episode 137 of Urk FM, and the song that we just heard was called Angel, and that was by the Wind Up Dolls, who have appeared on Urk FM before. They're from Queensland, and there's a new video available for that particular song. Check out the show notes and click on the links and go and have a look at the video. It's quite cool. Speaking of Queensland, where the Wind Up Dolls are from, the song prior to that was called Queensland, and that was by Evil Eddie. And Evil Eddie was a bit naughty, wasn't he? Evil Eddie hails from what rural Queenslanders commonly refer to as the Big Smoke. Brisbane-born Evil Eddie looks set to be the next big winner on the cult variety show Bundama's Got Talent. Having served as frontman for the three-time ARIA Award-nominated hip-hop punk outfit Butterfingers for the last 9 years, Evil Eddie is now a solo man for the first time under his own name, while the rest of the Butterfingers tend to the community-owned truffle farm. With an APRA award for the most performed urban work already to his credit, Evil, as he is affectionately known by his ex-girlfriends, shows no sign of straying from his roots, figuratively speaking, and further hames the hip-hop punk blend that riff-raff around the world have come to know and moderately like. After lying to his friends, colleagues and family about overcoming his long spell of writer's block, Evil Eddie is now forced to produce something that resembles music before his life becomes a large pit of despair from which there is no return. So I love it when musicians put a bit of humour into their bios, and Evil Eddie certainly has done that for sure and certain. Now we're going to play another track for you now by another Australian group, which is always good for Insomnia Radio Australia, Straight Arrows, and we're going to hear their song called Bad Temper. And I could have a bad temper, but, you know, it's not really worth it. The Straight Arrows started out with Owen Pengulas yelling about getting dumped and kicked out of bands into a four-track cassette machine in his bedroom. It was soon joined by others, all friends with coloured musical past. Slowly, the four honed their reverb-laden, catchy, fuzzed-out punk garage into something barely listenable and less antisocial. Unable to actually get any shows, Straight Arrows started putting on their own at the notorious and now abandoned gay bar, the Newtown Hotel, culminating in the release of their first 7-inch record, Something Happens, Can't Count, on their newly formed label Juvenile Records. Figuring the only way to sell these and make their money back on their release was to force these records in photocopied sleeves into the hands of drunks and connoisseurs, the Straight Arrows started driving up and down the east coast of Australia, playing parties, warehouses, almost said whorehouses, bars, wherever they could, rapidly selling out the release. Fast forward 2 years and no longer kids. Now we've two more international 7-inch releases sold out. Tours and shows with, amongst others, Theo C's, Eddie Current Suppression, Ring the Black Lips, Jay Riotard, plus a whole cast of bands recorded by Owen in the same method as the early releases. Two cassette in a bedroom or lounge room, Just Ask, Royal Headache, Circle Pit, The Frowning Clouds, Dead Farmers, or a whole cast of others you haven't heard of. The Straight Arrows come forth with a full length release, It's Happening. So the song we're about to hear now is, of course, from Straight Arrows. They're from Sydney. And we're about to hear Bad Temper. Thank you, Foundry Road.
This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
Hi, this is Mark Regula.
And Tony Navarro.
We're from the group By Every Tower Project, and you're listening to IRC FM on channel IRC, broadcasting from New South Wales, Australia. Have a good day, mate.
Hey, this is Danielle DeLate, and you're listening to IRC FM.
I'm Brad.
I'm Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain, and we are...
Andrew Road.
Hi, my name's Jordan Rain.
G'day, I'm Cole Finley.
Hi, I'm Si from Sam River, and I'm Guy.
Hey, this is Capero.
Hi, everybody. I'm Thomas.
Hi, I'm Ivan.
And we're from the band Emerald.
Hi, my name is Audra Connolly. And
my name's Matt Stevens. Hi, I'm Lee from Horizon.
Hi, this is Steph from Trip Hazard.
This is Justin Wayne reminding you that you are tuned in to Channel IRC.
Hi, this is Will Danes.
2, 1...
Hi, we're the Views.
Hi, this is Sean, and this is Danny.
Hi, this is Adam from Inner Voices.
Hi, this is Arthur Nason.
This is Explained from Foundry Road.
Hi, this is Dan Lyon from Sweden.
Hey, Dua.
Hey, Dua.
Hi, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and check it out.
And you're listening to...
IRC FM!
Yeah!
Settle down now, class. Today we are talking about symbology in ancient Greece. The Ouroboros is a symbol of a snake eating its own tail that signifies infinity. But it has been cruelly misused as the name for one of those horrific music podcasts playing rock and roll. Music such as this. And this. And this. I urge you not to listen to this travesty that treads all over the noble history of the ancients, and most certainly don't go to OUROBOUROS.co.uk to subscribe.
Oh, you can't stop it now.
Just as I was putting the final touches to this special episode, I've managed to get a very, very last minute submission. I managed to get in touch with Irk on Twitter, and he is the host of Irk FM, Irk Pod, and loads of other podcasts. He's one of the people who I've spent a lot of time communicating with and collaborating with in various ways. And when he started doing Irk FM, which is his first foray into the music podcasting world, I helped him out with a lot of Australian bands. And for his submission to this anniversary podcast, he selected a track where he returns the favour, because he pointed me in the direction of a band who comes from Bath, which is my hometown here in the southwest of England. So this podcasting thing is truly a global phenomenon. I mean, I can find Australian bands from an Australian podcaster, and an Australian podcaster can find a Bath band for me. The band is I Am Bodhi, and this is a track of their debut EP. This is Ebb and Flow.
As you may have been able to figure out, that song was called Good Boy, and that was by Joe Jaunty. Joe Jaunty is a fictional character transcending the ordinary Joe's thoughts through tunes and lyrics. searching inspiration within and from the heartbeat of the Native American Indians, such as well as early Springsteen, Dylan, Gordon Lightfoot, amongst others. The sound is simple, honest, and naked. Lyrics may be formaced, but with the right melody, it gets into your head. I make sure it stays there, says Joe Jaunty. And so that was awesome. Before that, we heard Colin from the Ouroboros podcast introduce I Am Bodie from his hometown of Bath in the UK. And congratulations, Colin, on your fourth anniversary. And also congratulations to Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast on your third anniversary. Wow, March is a real month for podcasting anniversaries, isn't it? So that was I Am Bodie. I was thinking about what track to submit to Colin for his show. I ran out of time, and then I saw him on Twitter basically saying that he's going to put the show together. And then I thought, I've got a great idea, because as he said in the clip that I borrowed, when Irk FM started, Colin sent me a lot of Australian tracks. And so when I had the chance to return the favour and give him one from his hometown that he had no idea about, well, I certainly did that, and I did that with I Am Bodie. So that brings us to the end of this episode of Irk FM, a lot shorter than last week. I'm sure you'd agree. Hope you enjoyed the wide range of music. Stay tuned to Irk FM, and indeed, if you are subscribed via iTunes, that will be awesome, because you will get any episode that comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. I will definitely be back next Friday with another episode of Irk FM with a wide variety of artists. And you may indeed hear me on next Tuesday with a special interview with Devo Spice from The Fump, the Funny Music Project. That interview will be recorded after this episode has been recorded. So check the website and check the feed for that particular interview that will come out next Tuesday, and the regular episode next Friday. As always, go to the show notes, irkfm.com, click on the links, find out more about the artists and also the agencies that have helped Irk FM. Music supplied by the artists directly this week, and also SGC Media, Reckoning Entertainment, Airplay Direct, Heaps of Flash, Prescription PR, and Juice Management and Promotion. All music is played with direct permission from the artists or with various agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license. And you also heard Colin from the Ouroboros podcast there. Always good to hear someone else's voice on the podcast. And we also heard a promotion for the Dark Compass Metal show with Rolly as well. Absolutely awesome. So I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. I've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you as always. And until next week, whether it be on Tuesday or Friday, it doesn't matter, because you'll hear it. Irk FM, down the pipe and into your ears. Good night, Interweb. Thanks, Foundry Road.